One goal of education is getting students ready to one day enter the workforce. But as the job landscape changes, Liz Schlemmer reports local business leaders are stepping in to help students prepare.
New-collar jobs. It's a phrase I've started to hear batted around a lot in education. New-collar jobs are high-paying jobs of the future, or rather, today, that require specialized training, but not necessarily a four-year degree. It includes growing industries like cybersecurity. Tony Marshall runs a small cybersecurity business in Raleigh. He says one problem for him is a lot of young people don't know his industry exists.
If you ask a ninth grader what they want to be, 90% of them are going to tell you they want to be a football player, basketball player, rapper, policeman or fireman.
But a lot of other jobs are out there, and a lot of employers are hiring. In a recent survey by the North Carolina Department of Commerce, almost 60% of employers in STEM-related fields and manufacturing say they have trouble hiring now.
There's this tsunami of problems that's coming up because our workforce isn't aligned very well with the job opportunities that are coming around. Our school systems aren't designed to change fast enough to prepare the students for the new jobs.
Marshall helps fill his new jobs by offering apprenticeships to young military veterans. That's a prime example of work-based learning, essentially learning about work while at work. And many business leaders are trying to bring work-based learning to students at younger and younger ages. Ashley Busey is the deputy director of the North Carolina Business Committee for Education. Its members are business people from across the state who are concerned about education.
Everyone is recognizing that you have to start to grow your own workforce.
She says it's not realistic anymore to expect schools to fully train students for high-tech modern jobs.
What we're doing differently now is trying to tap the employers to initiate this momentum and saying, employer, you are responsible for opening your doors and creating these opportunities.
Opportunities for work-based learning. That means guest speakers in schools, on-the-job field trips for students, career fairs, and internships. And NCBCE has built a new tool to help employers connect to classrooms. It's called the Navigator.
The Navigator is a marketplace that allows educators to access resources that employers have.
The Navigator is online. As an educator, you get a shopping cart and you can pick out resources for your students, say a cybersecurity expert to come talk to your computer science class. Except unlike other online shopping spots, everything on the Navigator is free. That makes it the first of its kind. Governor Roy Cooper is getting behind the Navigator and plans to help spread the platform to other states.
It's going to make our workforce better because it allows real-life collaboration between educators and the workplace.
The Navigator launched this month. It's already open to public school pre-K through 12 educators. But NCBCE is in the stage of recruiting more employers to step up and open their doors to students. Employers can also use it to advertise internships and programs they already offer. Employers like Tony Marshall from the cybersecurity business.
I think the Navigator could be a wonderful tool in terms of educating those young people so they can opt in. I don't know how many young people that we have that opt out of some of these jobs because they just don't see themselves in it.
And employers have a big task if they want to grow a workforce to fill the roughly 22,000 tech jobs that are currently vacant across the state. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.